the rest of the story. Once upon a comparatively innocent era in our nation's history, during which the President of the United States himself was not only accessible but utterly vulnerable, two men plotted, they kind of plotted a prank on the chief executive. It started as an animated political conversation between strangers, a Kentucky merchant and a Virginia lawyer. The two encountered each other on a road outside Washington one afternoon. The merchant was walking and the lawyer was on horseback and ambled alongside. The former grew particularly agitated when the subject turned to the president. What had he ever done properly? A tirade proceeded. Even his private life was a shambles. The lawyer nodded. "You sound as though you're acquainted with him," he remarked facetiously. The merchant replied that he'd not had the displeasure, but should he ever have the opportunity to confront that fella, he would indeed put him in his place. Well, now, these were the days of the presidential residence, the executive mansion. The term White House was barely colloquial, and anybody but anyone could march up to the doorstep for any purpose, so the lawyer got an idea. He said, "I would fully enjoy the spectacle of such a villain," meaning the president, "taken down a notch. Let's do it," he exclaimed, his eyes alight. "Let's go see him and give him a piece of our minds." Well, the merchant grinned. His business took him to the Capitol after all, and the president had it coming after all, so why not? And the men agreed on a time the following day, each vowing to keep the appointment without fail. But the next morning, the merchant was having second thoughts. Still, he'd given the lawyer his word, and this was a most remarkable opportunity for the merchant to vent his political ire. So at the scheduled hour, he arrived at the imposing entrance of the country's most prestigious home, except, you guessed it, the lawyer, apparently having realized the extent of his audacity, did not show up, leaving the merchant to face his ordeal alone. Well, now, the merchant knocked on the president's door, announced himself as a dissatisfied citizen, and he was admitted, and he did meet the president, and imagine such a thing occurring today. The president, admiring the merchant's spirit, invited him to stay for dinner, and he did, and from that evening on, he remained a staunch supporter of the man he had intended to deride. The Kentucky merchant's identity? Well, over the centuries, that has been lost, perhaps diminished to insignificance by that singular, extraordinary event in his life. In fact, were the anecdote not authenticated by scholars concerning that particular president, I would believe it unbelievable. And yet, in the dawning of the 19th century, it does seem certain that the president, Thomas Jefferson, was known to have exercised his horse between 1 and 3 in the afternoon on the roads near the Capitol, and it was on one such occasion that he, Jefferson, among much else in life, a lawyer, encountered this grumbling merchant on foot. And he, the president, decided to embark on a little fun, inviting him to speak his mind to the president of the United States, which on the following day he did. That's right. The lawyer, the merchant met on the road, the lawyer on horseback was the president. Now you know the rest of the story.